It is the Friday Show, Neil Atkinson with Jim Johnson. A nervous but determined Jim Johnson, more on that to come, and Kiefer McDonald. We're going to do this in order. So we're going to start off with the relegation picture. And I've got Gio and Rich Hobbs. Gio on West Ham, Rich Hobbs on Wolves to come. Wolves obviously relegated, but they play Tottenham Hotspur this weekend. Then we're going to look at the Cup semi-finals. And I've got Nick Illingsworth on Southampton and Louis Benaventi on Chelsea. Now, I recorded Louis about an hour before the sacking. But so much of what he said applies regardless, that I just sort of thought, rather than get him back on, we'll just sort of leave it be. And Chelsea have made clear what their step is for the rest of the season in any case. And then we're going to have Alex Hurst on Newcastle United, who play Arsenal this weekend. And then we'll have a bit of a chat about Liverpool and Villa. Manchester United yet again play on Monday. But as ever on the Friday Show, Mondays do not count. So we'll start with the relegation picture, Kiefer. And Friday night, I think it's an enormous game. Not just because it's an enormous game for Forest, but I think it sets up so much of the rest of the weekend. They got the win against Burnley Forest. A win on Friday, away at Sunderland, which everyone knows will not be an easy game, but it'll put them 8 points clear of Spurs. We know that to come, they have the semi-final against Aston Villa, and that's going to take up a fair bit of energy and brain power, as much as anyone might try to say otherwise. This is an opportunity for these footballers and that manager. They are three good performances away from lifting a European trophy. So it seems to me as though for Forest, this Friday night game, when they haven't had a midweek game either against Sunderland, is just genuinely absolutely enormous in the context of the whole relegation picture.